We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're so happy you're here, and so many wonderful things to talk about in this second hour. And for those of you who are new to the show, we welcome you and say thanks for joining us. We hope you become lifelong listeners, lifelong learners, and lifelong experiencers of all the things that we talk about on this show, the confidence of having that joy and that vitality in your body, mind, and spirit, and knowing that you're making the best possible choices for your health and for your body, and then ultimately for your family, because that's how it starts to spread once you have that extraordinary experience. Second thing, yes, yay is right. Absolutely. Yep, that's the yay button for sure. And also, we're welcoming Dr. Carolyn Bean back to hour two. And again, if you're new to the show, I encourage you to take some time to really focus on calling in and talking with her. She's extraordinary. And after you listen to the show as long as I have, which is 9 years we've been at this, Carolyn, the thing that I love about it is not only do you just get good advice, but she's so intuitive, you know, and how she perceives the physical condition and also where people are emotionally about some of the stressors that they have in their lives that can be a conflict in the mind that puts pressure on the body and also creates conflict and disease. Agree, Carolyn?
Yes, agreed. Sorry, Ginny, I was just texting you and I had my mute on.
Carolyn's become quite the multitasker, you guys. Now listen, if you knew her for the time that I've known her, you would know she was not pro texting until recently, but now she's becoming the texting maven. Texting me right now, radio show, telling me things to do. So anyway, we welcome you back, Carolyn. What were you texting me? Something important, I hope. I think it was fun.
Yeah, I was texting that the kids sound like they're strangled.
Oh, they do. They need to have a robust boost. Yes, we'll get them boosted so they get a little bit healthier. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yes. But I do want to thank Debbie at Dream Vision 7 for inviting us over and expanding our audience and helping us get a code that is our favorite numbers, 2211. So we really appreciate you, Debbie, and you, Bob. Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, very good people, a lot of fun, and we're just so thrilled to have all of our new listeners, as well as our most wonderful listeners that have been with us forever, like Linda and like Julie, like Linda and like Nancy M and Nancy L, and I mean, we've just, and Super Dougie and all of our wonderful people, mm-hmm. and Lou Brown, who downloads the show every single Tuesday morning, and if it's not posted right at 9 o'clock, he's like, where's the show? I can't resist. I must need it. So it's really wonderful. We've got great listeners and true partners in our experiment and our experience here. So we're very grateful. Okay, let's take a couple phone calls and we'll go in the order of appearance out to area code 719. If you're ready, Carolyn.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, area code 719. You're on the line with Dr. Dean.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead. Give us your name and then state your question or comment, please.
Okay. It's Pamela. And I spoke with you a bit before about my digestive problems, having diarrhea, and I've been still playing around with adjusting the magnesium and everything, and my diarrhea is worse. I haven't gotten it better, and I just wonder one thing. When you were speaking earlier, you mentioned that too much D3, vitamin D, uses up some of the magnesium. So I just realized, I looked at the bottle of what I'm taking, that there's 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 in it, and it says with probiotics. Now, this is something that I started not too long ago. Somebody that did a bioscan on me recommended this. So could that be my problem?
Well, it's possible, Pamela. Everybody is different, but if you don't have enough magnesium to metabolize your vitamin D, it can make your magnesium deficiency symptoms worse. But what you're talking about, it seems, is when you take extra vitamin magnesium, you get more diarrhea. Isn't that what you're saying?
Well, I've taken about 2 teaspoons a day for quite some time, and just in recent weeks or a month or so, I tried increasing it because I was still having leg cramps, and that didn't seem to do the job. And then when I talked to you, I thought that you were suggesting trying backing off a little bit. So I tried that, and that didn't really work either. And so I feel like I'm going in circles.
Right. Yes, to get the adjustment. And I know you were going, are you the dental hygienist who was having to get back to work?
Right. Yes.
I mean, you've got the extra stress of all that as well. And let me look at if I can find your notes from before. Where did I tell you to use our Remag lotion?
I am using a magnesium lotion, and I haven't run out of it so that I could get some of yours yet.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
I haven't
because
worked for a few months, so I don't have much income right now.
Yes, I understand. Well, what we'll do then, Pamela, you can keep using that one, but I'll ask Jenny if she can send you a complimentary bottle of the Remag lotion. Because, have you ever had the experience where there's something really stressful going on and all of a sudden you get a phone call or some news and it goes right to your gut, and then you have to run in the bathroom and have diarrhea? So
I don't know if I've actually done it that way, but could be.
Right. The GI tract is so reactive to stress, and we often don't think of it that way. I mean, it is 70% of the immune system is in the gut, and 90% of our serotonin is made in the gut. And the serotonin is the feel-good neurotransmitter. So what can happen is with the immune system under attack and being stressed, that the intestines, the gut can kind of seize up and feel irritated and be more sensitive to extra magnesium. And with increasing the Remag, as we talked about when you phoned before, we wanted to increase the magnesium to get rid of the rest of the leg cramps. And that wasn't working well, but the magnesium seemed to be irritating your gut. Now, are you doing the water intake and putting the magnesium in your water and sipping it through the day?
Yes, I put it, half of it in my glass at first thing in the morning, and then I take the other part before bed.
Oh, I see. Well, that can be a bit of a problem, Pamela, because even if you drink it through a half hour or so, you can overload your cells, and the amount that doesn't go into your cells readily, because they're already filled up, the rest of it will go out into your intestines and can irritate an already stressed intestinal tract. and then caused the diarrhea. So you so really...
Should I try it three times a day or something?
No, the directions are to get a liter bottle, a liter drinking bottle, and put your sea salt water in that, and then put your whole day of minerals into the water, and you can top it up with, I use unsweetened cherry juice now for my sweetener, and a little bit of stevia, and then you're going to just take a few gulps of that several times a day. I take my gulps when I swallow my Realign capsules and my whole C reset. And I understand, your finances are a bit tight right now. I'd love you to take the Remind and the Realign, but I think we have our answer here that you really have to be sipping this through the day to just, top off your cells every hour or so. With that little bit of Remag, because otherwise it's just flushing out and it's not helping your muscles. So that's what you must do. And Ginny will ask you to email into support@rnareset.com, give your mailing address, and we'll ship you out a bottle of Remag lotion, so you can really slather your legs with that to get the Remag into you in another way so that it doesn't get anywhere near your gut.
Okay, well, I am taking some of the Remag too.
Oh, good.
Add that, right? Just add that.
Same with the Remag. Put that into your water bottle as well. And the water instructions are to take your body weight in pounds, divide that in half, and drink that many ounces of water a day with a quarter teaspoon of sea salt in your in a quart of drinking water. Okay?
Now, I did try the quarter teaspoon of salt, and I just couldn't handle it. It was just so salty.
Pamela, is you start with a pinch. Yeah, some people, it's just too much to start with. You start with a pinch. And then work up, and there is a point where you'll get to the quarter teaspoon in a quart of water, and you won't be able to drink plain water anymore. It'll just be so delicious. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Dean. I appreciate
it. Okay, Pamela. You're welcome. It's good to sort these things out. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Thank you again. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yes, it is good to sort these things out. Absolutely. Again, if you're listening to the show this evening and you'd like to call and talk with Dr. Dean, the number is 646-558-8656. And then when you get through there, you've got to enter your ID number, 8836953587. Again, 8836953587. That's featured on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. When you come to the top, you'll see how to call that number if you'd like to talk with Dr. Dean tonight. You can also chat us up on any of the open lines that we have through YouTube or through the radio station. We're available to take those questions and pose those to Dr. Dean as we do our show this evening. Let's go to area code 731. 731, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
This is Priscilla again. I finally got back with you.
Okay. What's happening?
I was to the eye doctor about 18 months ago. I had a case of optic neuritis. I'm the one with MS.
Yeah.
And I had a case of optic neuritis. I was left with a fuzzy spot in the center of my right eye's vision.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And a year ago, I was to the eye doctor, and he wanted to put me on a prednisone drip at the hospital for 2 days. I said no. And last Wednesday, I was back, and he said he has never seen an optic nerve heal so perfectly, even on prednisone.
We need that yay button. My gosh, Priscilla, look at that. Good for you.
And I do not have a fuzzy spot in my vision.
Wow, that's awesome.
I am very, very thankful.
That's wonderful. Good for you. Good for you and good for the products. I'm sure they were helpful because, yes, periodically you call in and say, well, I was exposed to these chemicals and I got over it with the, you know, the minerals.
Right.
And now this optic nerve, my gosh, that's, yes, because the optic nerve, it does depend on the proper hydration, minerals,
right,
magnesium, vitamin C. So,
right,
awesome. That's wonderful.
And I told my sister, I said, you know, this is just beyond my imagination. And she said, it's no wonder you've got your feeling back. If it heals your optic nerves, it'll. That's why you've got your feeling back in your fingers.
Oh, I don't know if you reported that.
No, not my optic nerve doesn't make my fingers numb, but it's healing nerves is what I'm
exactly.
saying.
Oh, I know. But did you tell us that your neuropathy in your fingers was improving?
I had not gotten. See, since you're with the new radio station, I hadn't been able to get in until this evening.
Right. But that's fantastic. My gosh, Priscilla.
No, the numbness in my fingers and the numbness in my toes is. I've got feeling, and it's wonderful.
That's wonderful. That's good for you. Thank you so much for letting us know.
Yes.
Is anything else I can do for you today?
I just wanted to tell you because I knew you would be happy to know.
Very happy.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And, you know, the body, there's the kid. The poor children, they do sound strangled. But yes, it is wonderful because, you know, we've been told that nerves, you can't heal the nerves and all
that's
that.
Right.
Well, you can't, you can't heal them with drugs and
prednisone just covers the symptoms.
Yeah, right.
And doesn't do a real good job of that. Oops.
Well, and did your doctor ask what you'd been doing to allow this to happen? Were they at all interested?
He wondered what I'm doing, and I said I'm dealing with it naturally. He said, "Okay, well then don't tell me," because he said, "As a medical doctor, I mayn't know about it." I said, "Sure, you may know about it." He said, "But if I prescribe it to someone and the law finds out about it," he said, "I'll be closed down. And they'll take my license and everything I've got."
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just about had to cry because earlier they had told me he has 8 MS patients other than me.
Oh.
And it's like, they need Remag and Remite.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, that's very sad. But, yeah, he must have been under, they, you know, must be watching him because, as we said earlier, Priscilla, we've got hundreds of doctors who are, interested in our products and recommending them and even prescribing them. So I guess some of them are in clinics where there is a lot of negativity about natural, but
right.
That's just horrible. Horrible.
I know. It made me
criminal.
Feel like crying.
Right. Well, then what you do is set up camp in his office and wait until those other MS patients come in and tell them.
I thought, well, Julia, my sister says, well, why don't he tell them? Well, if if you want to do this naturally, why talk to this number? I said, but HIPAA won't let him do that.
Right. No,
because,
no.
You know, the privacy thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you look at, you're coming on here, you're giving your testimonial, and you're helping a lot of people just by saying your words here. So you are helping. And you can help everybody.
Well, that's what my sister said. She said, you can help whoever is listening tonight.
Yes, yeah, which is wonderful. Oh, well, good for you, Priscilla. So keep in touch. We love hearing from you.
All right. I like your product. And I appreciate listening to your conference line, too.
That's great. Okay, Priscilla, off you go now. Take care.
Yes. Good night.
Good night. Wow. That's really scary. Scary, Jenny. It's scary.
Well, it's amazing. It's scary and amazing all at the same time, because that's the polarity of the life that we're living. You know, on one end of the spectrum, there's people that are being intimidated and filled with fear. And on the other end of the spectrum, there's us. Joyfully and abundantly bopping along, handing out our little Remag lollipops to whoever will come up to us. And, you know, letting people know what's possible for them. So Priscilla's a courageous person to, you know, really take it on that way, and to say, you know, I'm not going to rely on these remedies and these other drugs and things everybody knows about, prednisone, my Lord. And there you have it. Mm-hmm. She's being rewarded with that confidence and that joy, and her body's responding. It's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, I remember a while back I did a blog on a family member who had macular hole, and they wanted to inject a bubble of liquid into her eye to try to do something, and then within a few years they told her that she'd have a cataract, but they would very quickly just go in and take out the cataract. And I told her what to do for it. I have the blog about it, treating macular degeneration and macular hole. And what I do is I'll look up, well, what does the eye need? And the eye needs water. So if you're dehydrated, then you can shrink the what's called the vitreous humor in your eye that keeps its jelly-like consistency. You need collagen, and that's our whey protein and restructure helps build collagen. You need your hyaluronic acid, and that depends on magnesium for its synthesis. And there's all the peripheral cells, which need mineral building blocks, and that's all our minerals. Needs inorganic salts, and that's our Remag and Remite and sea salt. And you need ascorbic acid, and that's our whole sea reset. So once she was on all those things, she went in for her probably a 3-month checkup, and once again, the doctor, I can't believe there's nothing there. Oh my gosh, I've never seen this before. And then they don't want to know what she did to achieve that, miraculous cure. Yep. They just don't want to get involved. Mm. They don't know enough, and they deny it. And when they see the miracle, they just don't want to get involved. It's very, very sad.
Now, another thing, Carolyn, you didn't mention, but I know we've talked about before, is taurine from the Rhea line. Isn't taurine very beneficial for the eyes?
On the top of my head, we're looking up T-A-U-R-I-N-E and eyes. Everything is good for everything. I mean, seriously, taurine is known to promote the rods and cones or the pigmented epithelial cells in our retina. Macular areas located near the optic nerve. It's where the greatest visual activity, acuity occurs. Yeah, it's good for the rods and cones. But I really believe everything is good for everything. That's why we sort of discriminate and talk about, well, this is good for this, this is good for that, because that's what people expect. But it's why we put together our Total Body Reset bundle, because it's got the five big ones, the five, the REMAG, the REMITE, the REALIGN, the Restructure, and the RNA Reset drops, which are synergistically working to support the whole body. And when people say, oh, well, what should I take for this? What should I take for that? You know, we try to be sensitive to people thinking they need some special thing for a certain age or a certain condition, but it's no, this is the building blocks. Cells are cells. We want to support the cells with these building blocks, you know, do it. And that's why it works, because we work from the cellular level. So yeah. There.
So there we go. Very exciting. Very exciting. All right. Again, this evening, we're so happy to have you with us. If you're on YouTube, feel free to leave your comments, chat line here on our video conferencing. We've got phone calls that you can do where you can call and talk into Dr. Dean. And if you're on the line right now, you can also talk with her this evening by just hitting *9 on your keypad and raising your hand and letting me know you've got a question or comment there. And again, the phone number to call, 646-558-8656, and then 888-3695-3587, until we can get our little shortened code that with all the numbers that we love to have. And we will do it, because we always get everything just the way we like it. So let's see what we shall talk about now. No raised hands. What shall we speak of?
Oh, I've done lots of stuff. Here's the COVID update. A former phone consultation client of mine emailed me. Now, she had not been on our products for 2 years, but if she listens to the show, she said her husband, her 16-year-old daughter, and herself contracted the coronavirus. She said her daughter was completely healed after 9 days. She said, my husband and I went on hydroxychloroquine for the past 2 days because she said she started with the hydrogen peroxide nebulizing treatment that Dr. Levy recommended on our, what would have been March 30th, 2020 radio show. And she said she ordered our products. And she said something that, I'm sorry, Jenny, maybe you should cover your ears for this, but she said her dog got the virus too, and he actually died. Did you know that dogs were getting infected?
Well, my dogs are not getting infected. No, I do not know if I can receive that in the spirit in which it's being communicated. I don't think so.
I know. So it's, I mean, that's where you just don't want to have the virus come into the house. Now, what apparently happened was she allowed her daughter to go out with friends, and she said she got the virus first, and then she passed it on to everyone else in the house. So that's why people are talking about, you know, keeping your mask on and staying away from people who are sick, because young people can get it. And they'll overcome it, but then they do pass it on to others. And she said the peroxide treatment, hydrogen peroxide in a nebulizer, she said, I felt 90% better after a couple of days. But then she said symptoms started coming back. And that's where she needed to be on 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 20 to 40 milligrams of our Pico Zinc, vitamin D, 5,000 to 10,000 units. So I helped her with dosages of these nutrients to really get her back on track. But yeah, I mean, what do you do? It's something in our population that we really haven't seen. People who, thank goodness, people who are on the supplements, and I don't mean to scare people into taking them, but in a sense, you know, we do have to have our stores of these nutrients. Zinc is not stored, so that's why we're saying you're getting a few milligrams in your Remite, but you want to take an extra 10 milligrams a day through this epidemic.
Yep.
So there's that. I do have a couple of testimonials. Can I continue with that, or do you have anything in chat or the phones?
Sorry, let's go to 226. 226. You're on the line with Dr. Dean, area code 226.
Hi, this is Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, I'm calling from Canada. I was volunteering in Australia for about 4 months, came back in February, and I was there during the fire, so I had some smoke inhalation, and then I did a scuba dive. And then something kind of happened in my ears, and ever since then, I've had a cough that I cannot get rid of. And I'm kind of at a loss at this point what to do. It's been 4 months of coughing, and now I'm having difficulty with sleeping.
Mm-hmm. I would suggest, I'll say it this way, Helen. If I had those symptoms, I would be doing a nebulizer with Picosilver one day and the next day Remag. It could be an infection, so Picosilver is good for that, but Picosilver is also good for wound healing if there's some sort of little micro ulceration. And Remag is for the muscles in the bronchial tubes being in some sort of spasm, which can cause a chronic cough. So I think that those two would be the combination that I would use to clear my lungs. And
It feels like it's mostly like a post-nasal drip with like my sinuses and my ears. And I do actually use Picosilver every night before I go to bed. I also put some of it in my CPAP machine.
Ah, okay. So if you're using Picosilver in your CPAP, then you're getting it in there. But can you put the Remag in your CPAP machine?
I suppose so.
Right.
Never thought of that.
Right. And if it's in your sinuses and whatnot, then maybe you would have to also use hydrogen peroxide. Do not put that in your CPAP. That is only like 5 or 10 minutes at a time for the hydrogen peroxide to kill off. It possibly is yeast in your sinuses. And if you go to the book, the Total Body Immunity book at drcaroldeanlive.com, there will be the nebulizing treatments and the instructions laid out in the book. Okay?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
I love your show. I learn so much every single time I listen to the show.
That's what Ginny keeps saying. Thank you so much, Helen. Very good. Okay, so yes, everybody, this nebulizing is awesome. You know, what happens with our sinuses is if they get clogged up, you can't get a drug or medication or an antibiotic, not that I would prescribe them. You can't get them in that area. It's just clogged right up. So that's where, you know, putting a nebulizing mask on and inhaling will get the Picosilver, hydroperoxide, Remag directly to the area and cause the most benefit. So thank you for that. That's a great question. And let us know, Helen, how it goes, please.
Good. Very good. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yep. Awesome. Okay, let's see where are we at. No raised hands right now. Star 9. If you're on the phone and you want to talk to Dr. Dean, you'll have to raise your hand. They're blue here, Carolyn, so it's very easy for me to see them. You'll have to raise your hand, star 9, if you'd like to talk to Dr. Dean. Otherwise, we press on with our important presentation this evening. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Right, and blue is the predominant color of our Instagram page, and we have some exciting things going on and on Instagram that Kate is our Instagram maven, and she helps answer questions on Instagram, and we're starting to get a robust population there. People are getting their emails being reminded that I'm spending an hour or so every couple of weeks videoing myself. Seriously, Jenny, 2 weeks ago I did 22 videos. And 2 weeks after that, well, just a few days ago, I did 17 videos. And
that's because you're a rocker, man. You could just lay it out. It's incredible. It's just like, tell us about this, and your mouth opens and out drops the pearls of wisdom. Yes, it's fantastic.
And you know, I set up my little tripod, and yeah, I just find it fascinating. I take my little iPhone, I guess it's a 10, so it's not one of the huge ones. I take my little iPhone, set up in the tripod, and just start talking to it. It's incredible what a person can do to communicate with the rest of the world. I never thought I'd do it, but it certainly is a lot easier than doing the 3-minute clips that I used to do on The View or, you know, other TV shows. Man, that was such a production. Just, you know, too much going on. And you can see where the TV shows, they're just falling apart because they're just too top heavy. But anyway.
Now, let me just say, I love what Kate does when you send her the videos. She puts all the little squirrelies on them and little backgrounds, and little floppy things. They're just really sweet. Oh. She makes them very precious. Not that you're not precious on your own, but she makes them even more precious. She does a great job.
Even more precious.
Very fun.
So where do people go for our Instagram page? I keep forgetting.
It's just RNA Reset on Instagram. That's all. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go to Instagram and just type in RNA Reset, and that's it, and they're all right there.
Do you have to have an Instagram account to get in?
You know what? I think you do. I don't think they give you access unless you've got an account. But, you know, having an Instagram account is not that big of a deal. You can go in and be a voyeur. You don't have to invite anybody or put anything up if you just want to go see things. You know, just give them, you know, put in some, you know, give them your dog's name and get on there. It's no big deal.
Okay. Here's a testimonial about osteoporosis. Now, this is Julie saying, I was diagnosed with osteoporosis 25 years ago, and it has been getting progressively worse. Because of it, I've lost 2 inches in height. I'm now 70 years old. I had taken calcium and magnesium since I was 21 years old, but of course in the wrong amounts. I could never understand how I ended up with such weak bones until I introduced the RNA products. And I realized I was taking more calcium than magnesium. I also had problems with my digestive system, which have diminished for the most part. My daughter Kim did research and found Dr. Dean's website. Kim is also taking some of the products as she has celiac disease. So again, I'm so grateful for Dr. Dean, her products. Also, Julie has been so helpful to me. So that's our Julian customer service. She said, I have something very exciting to share with you. I'm so ecstatic. I did a victory dance in my living room. I saw a personal trainer that I hadn't seen for 2 years, and he said, you're looking really good. Then he said, you're standing taller. Later that afternoon, I went to my chiropractor, and he said I was the best I've been since going to him about 2 years ago. Then he put his hand on my back where I have a Dowager's hump and said that it was starting to go down. He told me when we first started going there, he could only slow it down, not reverse it. So I'm very, very thankful for Dr. Dean and her products. I'm using the entire RNA Reset products. I started out with just Remag, then Remite. Then after 6 months, I added the other products. I've been on them for almost 2 years. Kindest regards. And that's sweet. Very sweet. And here's some other, here's a quickie testimonial. I'm completely off all my heart medication thanks to Remag. Another testimonial. I've been saturating a big toenail riddled with fungus with Pico Silver a few times per week for a few months. I can't report back full success yet, but I've seen some fascinating results so far. I wasn't sure if it was working, but last week I was trimming my toenails and unexpectedly while trimming the very unsightly big toenail I mentioned, all the ugly part just came off without pain. It was detached and totally dead. What's left is a new toenail growing in at about half the length of the nail, half the length of a normal nail. So what happened is his Pico Silver was killing off the fungus that toenail died, but underneath was a healthy nail growing. This is Ted. Ted said, I'm hopeful beyond words, having fought this invader for 50 years unsuccessfully. Toenail growth is very slow. I don't know how many weeks or months I'll be waiting until it grows to full length, and I can be sure. In the meantime, I continue to saturate the toe with Pico Silver. So far, it looks the best it's looked in decades. That's awesome. Thank you, Tip. And on Amazon, you can all go there and look at the reviews. Most of them are fives and fours. The ones and twos are people who can't stand the fact that I have products mentioned in my book. But if they would only use them, they would feel less angry. So somebody writes, well-written, highly informative book. Very glad I purchased it. It's packed full of information that everybody should have, especially anyone suffering from chronic illness of whatever sort. It's astonishing to understand how our bodies need each and every nutrient, micronutrients, vitamins, etc., to make ourselves functional. I love the explanations of how and why we need magnesium, along with the studies and resources to back it up. You owe yourself to investigate not only this book, but all that your body needs to function at optimum levels, particularly with today's constant barrage of chemicals, environmental pollution, the lack of nutrients in our soil, and the genetic manipulation of our foods. So that was a very good review. Another one, wow, this book is a must read. Who knew magnesium was such an important nutrient tied to hundreds of metabolic functions? Everything from headaches to heart disease has a link to proper magnesium levels in the body. Another review. If I could only have five health books for how to cheat death, this would be one. Learn what doctors won't tell you. And this might be the last one. I mean, there's tons of them, but if you have any health challenges at all, especially chronic things, magnesium deficiency is a likely suspect of whatever the picture is. Dr. Dean has figured out really important information and a product line to reset your mineral levels. Not just another doctor with a supplement company. She's credible, grounded, and people having fabulous results on her program. And then now, let's see if there's a name with this. No, but she goes on to, you know, talk about the she calls it 800 enzyme processes, and that I'm. And she went to a naturopath for a full year, and she says it made her worse. And she went to a herbalist, And then she found my book. And she says, I'd wished I'd passed by all that other stuff and gone straight to getting and staying well. Dr. Dean really encourages people to think for themselves and pay attention to their own bodies in a complete reversal of authoritarianism in medicine that is generally practiced. So worth it to hear her message. And then she talks about studies that I reference, etc. So yes, if you want to get a insight into what we're doing here, these testimonials under our Magnesium Miracle book and the products are really helpful. That's why we like being on Amazon. They're a bit hard to deal with, but they do provide us with the testimonials because the FDA won't let us put out our testimonials. So we depend on Amazon for that. And Ginny, can you tell people about what you were able to secure on Amazon, having our own page? Can you talk about that?
Sure. Just if you go to amazon.com/RNA reset, you'll see our brand page. So we have our own showroom, so to speak, there. And what it'll do is, if you're used to shopping on Amazon, it'll give you an opportunity to see all the products laid out, also how they do support. They're listed there by cardiovascular support or by immune support or by skincare. We don't talk a lot about our skincare line, but not only do we have the Remag lotion, which sure can be used therapeutically, but skin is 60% of your body, and the use of magnesium for your skin is very, very important. We also have our Renew Face Cream, which is excellent. It is a combination of our Renew Serum, our Remag Lotion, and the Whole C. It's got an incredible brightening and a reviving effect for the skin. It tightens, it lifts. It's very, very effective. So we've got our skincare line, we've got our products grouped by osteoporosis and different things just to help people decide if you want to really focus on a foundational situation. But as Carolyn said, you know, I mean, you're going to get the Remag for, say, your high blood pressure. It's going to help your burning feet or your, you know, whatever else you've got going on, because it's a systemic kind of a formula. It's incredible. So anyway, so it's on there that way. You can also have access to Carolyn's books now on Amazon, which we're very happy about. And it does also hook up with the Magnesium Miracle, which is quite a coup, because for many years there was Carolyn's book on Amazon, and it would be paired with other products that they were not even good for magnesium saturation or therapeutic doses. So it's very exciting to see Amazon/RNA reset come to the forefront and really provide a really good overview of how our products are available and what they do and how they're constructed. So I think you'll enjoy working with that. Also, we've got another caller, Carolyn, that we could probably talk to for a few minutes here before the top of the show, if you'd like to do that.
Okay, very good.
Okay, let's go out to area code 732. 732, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, Ginny. Hi, Dr. Dean. How are you? It's Diana. We've talked before.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a question. I've been taking, obviously, the Remag and the Remite. I was at three teaspoons now for, I think, well, at least a year. And then suddenly I was getting a lot of diarrhea. So I reduced it to 2.5 teaspoons. In listening to the talk this evening, it looks like maybe I need to add vitamin D and maybe possibly vitamin K as well. So I'm just curious as to whether I should add the vitamin D, because of the fact that back in October, I had gone back for testing over at the HSS hospital in New York. And my levels had been toxic before that, I think, in the spring. And then in October, they went down to 67 ng. And the doctor had told me already, you know, no more vitamin D for you, and no vitamin K. He says, just stop it, just stop the Forteo also. So at the time, they wanted to put me on Prolia, and I've actually resisted, but my joints are hurting a lot, and so I've just tried to see if I can increase the Remag. But it seems like every time I try to go above 3 teaspoons, I get this diarrhea effect. And I'm taking it correctly. I put it into a large bottle, mm-hmm. which accommodates about 5 cups of water. And so I put it in mm-hmm. there, and then I mix the Remag, and the salt. So I don't know what else I can do. Maybe you can suggest, shed some light on this, please.
All right. Are you due to go back and have your vitamin D tested again, Diana?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go back in October to get that done.
Oh, that's a while away. Would you be able to get the Grassroots Health Home Test Kit vitamin D testing?
Well, the thing is, I can't really afford $200. I mean, I just got more Remag. Mm-hmm. My income's really, really tight right now. So I'm trying to see. I get it at HSS, and I don't need to pay.
Can you ask them if you can go in earlier for the test, or do you have to wait till October?
Well, the reason why I'm thinking of October is because of COVID. New York has a high COVID incident rate, and I'm really afraid of going into a hospital right now. So I'm trying to stay close to home. Because I live in Florida right now.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll just send you a kit, a complimentary kit, so you can get the testing done. And then we'll know for sure, because if you've been off all vitamin D since, it's probably been over a year now, right, Diana?
Oh, yes, definitely at least a year. Yes.
Yeah. Then, you know, it may be getting lower and lower. So we have to know what the levels are to be able to know whether to take it. And, you know, just because you had a high level before, it doesn't mean you should never take vitamin D again. In fact, I think Carol Baggerly and her people say that, you know, people really don't seem to have side effects with really high levels. Now, I don't know that for sure, but we'll just give you a free test kit for the vitamin D, omega-3, the TSH, and the magnesium, and see how you're doing. And in the meantime, this the diarrhea, you do have to stay away from having diarrhea by cutting back on your Remag. Maybe take a half teaspoon or even up to a teaspoon and rub it on your skin instead of taking it by mouth, putting it on your skin. You don't have to do the lotion. The liquid itself is really well absorbed into the skin, and that will give you your magnesium, you know, for the sore joints and whatnot. But the joints hurting and all that could be related to the vitamin D dropping too low. So also download the Total Body Immunity book from Dr. Carolyn Dean Live and go through that and see what you learn from that can be helpful. Okay, Diana?
Okay,
you'll email support@rnareset.com, say that Carolyn offered a free test kit, and we'll mail that out to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Dean. Have a wonderful night. Thank you, Jenny. Also.
You're welcome.
Oh,
okay,
you're so
Diana.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for another great show, Carolyn. All the wisdom and, of course, incredible compassion on your part as per usual. And just so thrilled to have everybody finding us. We're glad to be here on Dream Vision 7. We're going to continue to press through some of our technical challenges and provide you with the best hosting and information that we can for these incredible times where people feel so challenged they don't even want to go to the doctor. But it doesn't matter because we have our very own Dr. Dean here. She's being the advocate and the gift giver that she has known herself, we've known her to be for many years. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Deborah from Dream Vision 7. Thank you, Carolyn. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Bob, the producer. Thank you, my Bob. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, listeners. We have so much to be thankful for.
Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Amen.
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 You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.